did you and do you now like?
My favorite type of music is I like contemporary rock. That's if I personally like to listen to it. If I review, I've had to review classical or hard rock or all kinds of music. I think there's a few songs I can pick out in most categories, even country, that I like to listen to. Pretty good.
But it's just mainly it has to deal more with what you, with the type of sound or?
Pleasing to the ear, you know, that I would pick out, and I can pick out a tune like on, like name that tune or something on the third or fourth note pretty quick.
Okay. How about parties? What kind of parties did were the most frequent type that you had when you were, first off, younger and then in high school?
Younger, you'd have like an 8-year-old birthday party, you know. Everyone would go and you'd play little games and you might win a little prize and cake and hats and fun little parties. And then junior high school, they'd start mixers. Seventh grade, I remember one party where there was just enough boys and say 10 girls and 10 boys. And everyone have a name tag and you'd put like a little number that was on your name tag into a fishbowl, and you'd have to dance with the person's number that you picked out or something, you know. And then in high school, it got to be more like slumber parties for a club social or something, a sweetheart social where you'd all get together and pick a guy or a girl to represent your club.
Mm.
And then,
how about if you graduate?
Not so many parties. They had a lot of pod parties. They still do specifically for that. But right now, there's not that many parties. It's been 2 years since I've been out of school. And you just have a few close friends that you don't see, but you don't get together. And you just hear stories of what you used to do in high school, but you don't see it.
Everybody's scattering?
Yeah. Everyone's getting married and going to all parts of the country, or they're at college. It's different, I guess. At college, I've been to a few parties up there, like in the, mostly during football season, like at Florida or something.
Mm-hmm.
They have a lot of fraternity parties and sorority parties that are organized.
Mm-hmm.
But on a whole, it's so hard to get people together.
Yeah. Well, when you start down in Miami, that'll make a difference, probably.
Yeah, that's true.
Hopefully.
Because Dade is more of a commuter school as far as people work, usually while they go to Dade, and you know, it's not that much of a social school. The University of Miami is more social.
Yeah. Well, it looks like a fraternity school anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if you're into that.
But I'm afraid of.
Oh, yeah? What's that mean?
Oh, I don't know. That seems kind of like a waste of time.
Yeah.
I
notwithstanding politics, I agree with you. Finally, is there anything, now, in speaking of urban culture, now this is just that urban thing I'm saying, but is there anything that you'd like to mention about the area that I haven't touched about urban, you know, different things, or that you think might be interesting to record?
It's nice to live in an urban city, because if you have the suburbs nearby where you can go, there's a lot of trees, you know, in a park. They have parks in an urban city too. It has a lot to offer as far as movies. We have a few art museums in Miami, not so many as you have up north, but we have a few. And a lot of opportunities here for employment. Not in construction, but in restaurants. Being a tourist city during the months of, say, November to January, you get a pretty good job, upwards of 200 to 300 a week as a bartender or something like that.
Hmm.
It's